We're going to do a few quick tips on how a person who learns alone can get the most out of his learning. First of all, a person has to be in an environment where he can focus. So that means it's a good idea to shut the cell phone, shut the phone. If you could do it in a bit midrash, fine. If you focus better in a quiet room, fine. But you have to be able to focus. Secondly, a person has to watch himself not to let his mind wander and to remain focused on what he's doing. The best thing to do to ensure that a person really understands what he's learning is that a person pause every so often and repeat what he's learned in his own words. So that means if a person's learning a Mishnah, he could try to do the whole Mishnah and then review it to himself in his own words, or he could go sentence by sentence. Sometimes when a person is challenged, he's tired, and he wants to focus on what he's learning, so it's very helpful if a person summarizes for himself what he's learning. I will often write down as I'm learning, I'll summarize what I'm learning, and when I finish the learning, I'll put it in the knizah. I'm not keeping the notes I've written, but I'm doing it as a way of reviewing, as a way of forcing myself to focus and break down, helping myself analyze what I'm learning. A person who learns alone is supposed to learn in an audible fashion where he could hear himself. That's brought in the Gemara and it's brought in Halacha. But a person who hears what he's learning will retain it better than someone who learns quietly. A person could learn quietly for 70 years and then forget everything he's learned. So the recommendation is that a person hear what he's saying. Some people develop tunes that help them learn. But I've noticed that many people who develop tunes, very often the tune is, they end up being partially focused on the tune or again carried off with the tune. They could read a whole page and not realize that they haven't read, been focused on anything they've read. So you have to know how to work with the tune. I mean, a tune could be helpful, but you got to know to work with it. If you're learning Tanakh, then it's for sure helpful to learn the Tanakh with the tune of Tanakh. If you're learning Mishnah and Gemara, you have to really work with the tune. Sometimes the tune helps us remember where is the question, where is the answer. There are set tunes that have been passed down on in tradition as to how to read at least the Gemara. And on the Mishnah there used to be a tune. I don't know if there are really people around who have a tradition on the tune for the Mishnah. It is beneficial to not only review what one's learning as one is learning line by line or Mishnah by Mishnah or sentence by sentence, but also you finish a page to pause and ask myself, okay, what did I read here? As one is learning, one has to ask oneself a few basic questions. Number one, how does this connect to my life? To try and think of practical applications of what one is learning. Number two, when one encounters different opinions, one always has to ask oneself, are these two opinions really diametrically opposed? Or can it be that one opinion really accepts the other opinion, but is offering an alternate opinion? Or maybe one of the opinions might accept the other one and the other one might not accept that one. Meaning it could go in many ways. One has to try to understand the root of what one is reading. And if one is learning something with a commentary, for example, if one is learning Chumash with Rashi or Gemara with Rashi, one should try to read what he's reading and understand it, and then look at Rashi, and then see what Rashi said differently than one's own understanding. And this goes into basic guidelines for how one should learn, not necessarily alone, but that is on a different occasion we should have a discussion of how one makes the most of one's learning, be it with a chavuta or on his own. There are certain basic questions one should ask oneself as one is learning. But these are a few quick tips for when one is learning alone. Some people find it beneficial to underline, meaning to underline and to write question marks and to make the text colorful. Some people like writing summaries in the book. I just saw a very good idea a few weeks ago. A guy buys stick-it pads. Instead of writing in his book, he sticks on a notepad and then he writes on that. And that sounds like a great idea to me. I haven't yet tried it, but I already bought stick-it pads to try it. It sounds like a very good idea to me. The basic idea is that if you synthesize the information, it becomes a part of you. So it's a good thing to do something with the information. You work it out, meaning either you reword it in your own words, you write a sikkum, you explain it to someone else, you make believe someone is standing opposite you and you explain it to him. Different things work for different people. It depends on how one's mind works. But in general, these are ways of doing it. If the question is how do we retain what we learn, so then that's a different discussion. We once had about how you do chazarot. The one should review directly at the end of one's learning, at the end of one's day, at the end of one's week, at the end of one's month. Different forms of chazarot. There are in-depth chazarot, there are quick chazarot. And sometimes if one is reviewing the same material numerous times, it helps to change the tzurat hadaf, meaning to use different prints. That after you've reviewed something in the same print for 10 or 15 times and you find that your mind has a hard time focusing on it, you take a different print or a different commentary, something easy, a slight change, but something that will be helpful to review in a different way. So if let's say you've learned the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch 15 times and you're getting tired of reviewing it again and again and again from the same thing, so you could take Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with the commentary of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. You add a commentary that's minuscule, meaning a minuscule in amount, and that helps focus. But these are tricks for reviewing and retaining. They're also tricks for learning alone.